The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is in volume 7, this is letter number 2175, Baruch Hashem, dated the 23rd day of Tammuz, Toshin Gimel, Brooklyn, Shalom, Uvracha. I hope, the Rebbe says, that your travel from here was safe, and by the time this letter will reach you, you will, as according to the plan, already be in our holy land, may it be built and prepared through Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon in our days. Amen. I hopefully, that you also utilize your travels up to Eretz Yisrael to strengthen Judaism in those places where you stopped based on these circumstances. As a follow-up to our discussion that we had before you left, I want to once again repeat in brief my words, also to make up a few points after first a short introduction. It is a known basis, foundation in our Holy Torah, that every matter is by divine providence. And based on the known saying of our sages of blessed memory, that everything that Hashem does is for the good. So this divine providence can be seen especially in those matters that happen unexpected or in a non-natural way. This was the way that we met together on the days before you left. This was not a planned time, and therefore I consider it as a direct matter of divine providence that you and I must strengthen to utilize this for the greatest measure, for the true good, especially this is something which is important to the many, to the Rabbi. It is extra to go into great length to explain to you, to say to you about the difficult situation of the holy yeshivas in our holy land in their financial matter, that many of them, as much as the financial material situation is difficult all over the world, which is very well known to you, even from the yeshivas in New York, but even more sharper and more difficult is the materialistic situation of the yeshivas in Israel because of various reasons. But even sadder is this situation, that when you see from time to time that the situation of the yeshivas is not only not getting better, but there are additionally disturbances to be able to better their materialistic standing. To better their material standard, material situation. It is self-understood that this difficult material situation, the yeshiva, this reflects in the number of students, yeshiva bachra. Notwithstanding the self-sacrificed feeling by yidden, especially by the youth. So, at a certain measure, even though small, this scares several parents. They don't want to send their kids in the yeshivas in our holy land because of the above reasons. Is every yeshiva bachar in the yeshivas in Israel has a greater value because there's not so many of them. Not everybody wants to send. And we need to put all kinds of efforts and all kinds of means to guard that the number of yeshiva bachar should not be diminished and that their numbers should increase. One of the means for this is to better the material situation of the yeshivas. And it is therefore very clear that you're not allowed to allow anything that would diminish the number of yeshiva bachar. And when even we're in doubt if that's going to take place, you will have to fight it without a doubt. Because, unfortunately, it has been shown that when touches the lot, what's going to take place with the yeshivas. So all the doubts lately have turned around as being justified. In other words, it works against, even when you're not sure if it's going to work again, it works against the yeshivas. So therefore, the Rebbe says, it is extra to emphasize how great it is the mitzvah and the obligation of every Jew to stand on guard to protect the holy yeshivas in our holy land in today's critical time. Especially is great the responsibility from these people that have influence of a larger group, and more so from those who have a prominent place in the Jewish community, and they are the pillars of the yeshiva life. Okay, so after this introduction, I'm coming to the point in connection to the project that needs to serve as an institution where we're going to be learning Limudei Kodesh, the holy subjects, as Gemara, Tosfos, etc., and also Lahavdil, studying general studies in order to build professionals such as engineers, doctors, and lawyers, and so on. This idea that they're building over there was supposed to be something beautiful, but this will inevitably entice. And so the Rebbe says like this, without going into the question alone, how advisable is and how far are we allowed to make such a mixed institution that the opinion against it from the great amongst Israel is known for many generations? But looking at this entire subject matter just from the point of view of the yeshivas in our holy land, there could be no doubt that the idea itself from such an institution will cause to draw away Bokhrim from the yeshivas and would in general weaken the condition of the yeshivas. That with these yeshivas, and only with these yeshivas, is connected the sustenance, the sustaining of our people. So the Rebbe says, I take the full responsibility and basically chutzpah, I take the full dreistkeit to say thus above, so sharp, because I had the opportunity close by to see how similar institution worked, impacted the Jewish youth while I was in Russia, and then in Poland. While I was in Poland, I was in Germany, in Deutschland, while I was in France, in Frankreich, in America. I know it firsthand. My exact knowledge from various sources about the various youth groups in Eretz Yisrael, they confirm my opinion that such an institution for frum young people in Eretz Yisrael will bring damage and a destruction, God forbid, unimaginable more than such a similar institution somewhere else, as say in America, that the circumstances are different for many reasons. And the Rebbe ends off with a blessing, bebracha. So here you see how the Rebbe strongly, using very strong words, the Rebbe says himself, that to try to make a yeshiva situation that is going to be very tempting because of all the difficulties, the yeshiva strugglings, as it is, and to open up another yeshiva which is going to sort of provide for so much more, this is going to put in danger all the other yeshivas. The Rebbe says, I've seen this with my own eyes. I have the exact information. And therefore in Israel, the Rebbe says, Rebbe is encouraging him not to go ahead with this idea. It's amazing, an amazing letter from the Rebbe.